Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And back again, two episodes in a row. Yay. Making a full recovery here is Heather. Mm-hmm. Hi, Heather.
Oh.
It's Wednesday night. This is where we are.
It is mm-hmm. Wednesday night.
We might have to do a schedule change for next Wednesday night. I'll be in contact with everybody and we'll let all of our listeners know. We might have to push back a day. I have to be in Cleveland next Wednesday. I kind of forgot about that.
Oops.
So the boy child has to go to Cleveland. Mm. So it'll be fine. We'll stop. We'll get some lunch. Maybe go into Little
Italy.
You can
come see me.
I could stop in Vermilion. It's like right on the way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how's everyone's week going? Good?
It's Wednesday.
I didn't get a call from the school today, so.
Bonus. We have book club this coming Saturday with author C.R. Jean. We are reading Marry Me, which is her holiday romance that she just released. And she's going to come hang out with us, and I'm super excited for the chance to chat with her. So.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, our book club is part of our Patreon. So if you are a member of our Patreon, you automatically are invited to book club. If you would like to check book club out before you commit full into all of our chaos, just send me a DM and we'll happily let you come try it out and see if we're your cup of tea, because we're not everyone's.
We're not. But if you listen to us every week, then you kind of know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Janellen is super excited for C.R. Jean at book club. I'm sure you're going to ask where all the bonkers hockey inspiration came from. She does.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's on audio, you guys, too.
It is on audio. I have the audio. I've started listening to it. It's really good.
Oh, who's the audio?
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second. I'm ordering it now.
Heather's buying it.
It was just all new information to me that there was book club this weekend.
I think I sent everybody got the invite.
You sent Becky. Email.
Yes, you sent
okay.
it.
Please, this is not. It's not a you thing. It's
okay.
For oh, Alexis. Sure. Pate. Yeah. Oh, Sean Masters. Yes, please.
Ooh, I do like a Sean Masters audiobook.
Oh man, I like him a lot.
Okay. All right. I do like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week we are here reviewing Hard Knock Hero by Hannah Shield. This was my first Hannah Shield. She's kind of been on my radar a little bit. I wanted to check her out, and it was romantic suspense, and I don't feel like we've done a suspense title in a minute.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious everyone's thoughts on this, because here's a shock. Nobody will be surprised. I have big feelings about this book.
I assumed so. Mm-hmm. As I was reading it.
Unfortunately, Leah got my FaceTime call this morning, and I'm like, because I listened to it yesterday, and I just went all over poor Leah. And she's not even halfway done.
That's typical.
It was.
See, I listen in my car, so I yell at the characters out loud in my car.
I didn't listen to this one. I eyeballed it.
Me too.
Same.
Okay.
I go back and forth.
Well, eyeballing, I fall asleep unless I'm sitting at my desk, you know, doing edits. And I think I need a new Kindle. Did we get a Kindle update recently?
I'm glad somebody else talked about it. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I clearly you guys, I have not been around other adults that are not my blood relatives.
A long
except
time.
For my for husband. Weeks. For like 7 or 8 weeks. My Kindle is sucking. It doesn't hold a charge. It like all of a sudden I'll be mid page and then it starts like refreshing. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mine keeps restarting and then it's real laggy when I like go to
Mine's
click
been
on
real
a book.
Laggy lately.
But
mine went black and just would not do anything else.
You got the death
dude. Yeah. And I don't know when I got this Kindle. I don't know. I think I just
Look
got this
Amazon.
One.
Amazon. No history.
I will have to do that. I haven't done that. But I think I've had
think
it a year and a half.
Ours around the same time. And I think I got mine like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So I think it's time to buy.
Because we got the contact chargers like when they first started with those. It's like two, it actually might even be 3 years old.
Okay, so Bonnie's saying hers is glitchy.
Maybe there's a
Stacy says
glitch in
hers is
like,
glitchy. Jen Ellen says hers is
but you figure how glitchy
okay.
Amazon as a whole has been lately. It might just be something with their network
This
too.
is true. This is true. Sue said that she ended up reading more of the series for this book. So we should probably talk
Oh,
about the book that,
okay. Why would we want to do that?
Yes.
Listen, I just had to tell you that part of the reason I've been doing audio is it's reading on my phone because that's like the smoothest Kindle reading and that hurts my eyes. And I don't know, I think I need a new Kindle and
I need a new Kindle too.
That's good.
Even if it's just the update, I'm
You know
still
what's
buying my
hilarious
Kindle.
is
Do you know if
I'm
you
sitting
search
here.
Kindle in your orders, like all your books come up?
Oh no.
Yeah, that's why you need to go see like your content and devices and see when you registered your
Oh,
Kindle.
that's a good
Smart.
idea. I'm gonna
Okay,
do that.
here's the thing that's so funny is, and I put this over in Discord. Book Outlet is having their sale for $5.99, right?
Oh, let's not talk about
I
this.
totally
Why
just
aren't
spent like $160, didn't think twice about it. I'm literally need my Kindle to do my job. And I'm over here going, I don't know that I want to spend the money.
You could trade it in and get one for like 110 bucks.
That's true. Good
Anyway,
point.
hold thousands of books.
Good point.
Yeah.
Search Paperwhite in your orders.
Oh,
Okay.
Sue Brings
Mine
has
I got
something
in
good.
21. So like
You really
mine
need a
is
new one.
5 years old.
I
Oh, you
think
know
I
what?
got
I
mine in 21
completely
too.
like I had hard reset mine the other day because it like was being
Yeah.
real dumb. So
Well,
it says
she's talking
2025,
about
so.
if you put it to your computer, you can clear out the cache under documents. I probably have tons of documents that have been sent to it and stuff from
Yeah.
publishers and ARCs and stuff like that. I probably need to clean it out.
But I like reread them.
Oh, do you?
I'm a big rereader girl, so yeah.
I have not really reread since 2020.
I sometimes do like 2022 is when I got mine. So probably around the same time for you too.
I think mine was closer to 2023.
Well, anyway, I reread and sometimes like I'll get sucked in to like skimming
Yeah.
something because I'll come across something. I'll be like, oh, I really like that quote. Let me go like find it in the book. And then I end up like skimming half the book. TikTok gets me every time, people. Every freaking time.
Jeez, I spend a lot of money on Kindle stuff.
Yep.
Oh, no, October 5th, 2022.
I told you it was probably around the same time.
Jesus, what is wrong with us, Leah?
Let's be real. If you think about cost per page that we use that, I mean, you know what I mean? Like it's that cost per wear thing.
Well, you figure we use our Kindles a lot more than they are made to be used.
That's true.
Yeah, like when it's like up to 10 weeks of battery life, and I'm
Oh,
like,
mine does not last 10 weeks.
Who
No,
gets 10
no.
weeks out of their Kindle?
I guess if you don't turn it on, like
Well, I mean, if you don't read excessively, like if you
my
read like a
backup
normal person.
Kindle, my backup Kindle will hold a charge because I just have a plain Kindle, like a white one. It's really pretty, and the boys sometimes will read off of it. But oh, and tried to take it to college, and I said, no, you're here to like
Like
party
the
and drink and actually learn, so you can't take
don't
your
read
Kindle,
books
you
in
nerd.
college, nerd. Jen Ellen says we should hold off and see if they're running deals Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a good idea.
That's smart, Jen
Jen
Ellen,
Ellen being like
versus me.
responsible.
I'm over here like, guess I'm ordering one tomorrow. Anyway.
Thanks for being the voice of reason, Jen Ellen.
We need that in our
I know,
lives.
seriously, somebody needs to keep us in line.
Okay, back to Hard Knock Hero.
Okay.
Stick with us for a little
Anyway.
while as we break down the enchanting details of Hard Knock Hero. Quick disclaimer, spoilers ahead. Who wants to read all the things we should know?
I can do it.
Go for it.
Okay, so it is romantic suspense. It is part of the Last Refuge Protector series. It was released September 13th, 2023. The tropes and themes: former military hero, protective hero, grumpy sunshine, small town romance, forced proximity, snowed in, excuse me, woman in peril, ex-boyfriend drama slash revenge, found family potential, trauma recovery, and gentle. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm okay.
MMCD. What does that mean?
I don't know. I copied it off of somebody else's Goodreads.
Okay. Well, gentle something.
I just needed a trope list, so I like copied it over.
Did we not learn nothing about your copying and pasting last time?
No. Hey, I got the release date right this time, though.
Okay. Anyway, it's dual first person point of view, and the audio is by Finley Cole and Isabel Turner, and it is KU in Audible.
So the audiobook, I did do the audiobook. It was exceptional. I really did enjoy the audiobook. But I did listen.
The narration, you mean?
The narration. I enjoyed the narration of this book. I did listen.
I don't like the way the guy does the girl voices.
Oh, see, that didn't bother me. But I listened at 1.67. So that I could stay focused.
Yeah, if I don't like a book, I'll speed it up a lot. I'll usually go up to 1.75 if I'm bored.
Okay, so initial impression, former soldier turned chef stops in a small Colorado town during a snowstorm, meets the diner owner with a stalker ex, and somehow ends up knee deep in local corruption, bullets, and insta feelings. Mm-hmm. That is my impression of this book. My other impression of this book is I was waiting for the ominous suspense music and Stefano DiMera to jump out of the closet. This book was so soap opery, I was dying. Nobody agrees. It's fine.
I was just really bored, to be honest. There wasn't enough going on for me.
What was your initial impression, Amanda?
I didn't really have any big ones. Like, I had to take time away from reading something else I wanted to read this. So I was really grumpy going into it. I wasn't really grumpy, but I just really wasn't like, I was just kind of like skimmed over parts of it. And there was nothing really like that grabbed me. I mean, it was fine. I didn't hate it. It was
boring though.
You know, a low angst, but I was just kind of like, eh. Like,
what are your thoughts, Heather?
I think there was a lot going on in the sense of, like, for a small town, there was just, like, a lot of drama. He was, like, very grumpy. Like, very, like, closed off. I don't know. I'm in my dark era, so I can't say that it was the book's problem or if it was, I think it was me the problem.
I think, and we'll listen to it here, what Jenny's first impression is, but I think you've got three so far and four with you that are saying meh. So Jenny, what was your initial impression?
The first thing I said when, like, out loud was, this is why I don't talk to people. Like, when he's in the diner and gets himself in that situation,
So one of the things that I thought was interesting is because last Sunday on our episode, we talked about point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, romantic suspense is written in third-person point of view. If you think of your favorite authors that write romantic suspense...
I mean, that is changing, but...
It is changing.
Yeah. A lot of my favorites write first-person. So,
but, like, Susan Stoker writes in third. Does Riley Edwards write in third, or does she switch first? She's first.
Brittany Shaheen has moved to first.
That's the thing. Like,
did God tell her to do that? Sorry.
That was a knee-jerk reaction there.
It really was. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, she's moved to first.
There are some who, like, started in third and are moving into first.
Do you think that's because, like, the popularity of first?
I do, yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. like, the classic ones, Maya Banks, Julie Garwood, Nora Roberts, those are all third person.
Yeah.
Well, third person might have helped in this situation.
That is something Becky and I were talking about earlier when she was, like, dumping on me about the book. I was like, I think that the way that the story was structured, third person would have worked a lot better.
I do like the premise of, like, where we got at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I really do like the idea of the, like, ranch and the rescue. And that's something, like, Josie J, the Warrior Ranch or whatever. I can't remember the title now. They do. And I think that, like, where it's going is great.
There was a lot of info dump here. And I don't feel that Aiden, he starts broody halfway through. It's like someone swapped him for Hallmark Dad.
He got kind of soft.
Yeah.
And he, like, his personality shifts and it didn't feel earned. Like, he lacked that. I don't mind a character arc where a character changes. Like, you see their evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it was like a switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then even at the end, he's still saying, but I don't want, like, she thinks he's going to, like, pop the question. And he's even still like, I'm not a marrying person. And I'm like, dude, you are, like, practically married to this woman already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You, like, or, like, I don't do this. I don't do that. Like, you're already doing it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Stacey also said that some of her earlier series were in third because she has a lot of series.
Well, how many books was it? 11 books in less than 2 years? She wrote 11 books?
Oh, I didn't look at the time frame. Well, I just saw the list of the series at the end of the book.
We were curious when we were talking about it today if this was one of her first books, and it's not. She had like a full series, then like this series and another series, like, there was some overlap with a couple of the books.
I read like the first book in one of her California series like a while ago. Mm-hmm. But that was the only other one I had read, but I didn't check the dates.
Well, but if her other ones are in third, then her style of writing makes sense. Cause it is not as easy as people think to transition from a third person style author to a first person, because the way you approach the writing is different.
Is Sawyer suspect her? Jameson is in third, isn't it?
I don't know. Let me look.
I think it's third deep.
I shall check.
Don't remember.
It's been a while since I've been.
Now stop talking about it because I'm gonna have to go back and re-listen to it because that's such a great series.
Well, so that was the reason I bring it up is
that was about similar time frame.
So similar time frame, but also Sawyer, her hockey is first person.
Yeah.
And then she had, I think the suspense is in third person.
Nope.
No. So Jameson is in.
I normally wouldn't answer my phone.
Okay. It's first person.
Yep.
Okay. Well, because I know her series, the Sugar Bowl series, is third person.
Well, but those were some of her earlier books, though.
And it
too.
Was a traditional published.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know how they feel about it. This is also a really good example. This book to me was a really good example when we talk about choppy transitions between like action and the slower beats of the story or the emotional beats of the story. So you have the high end action. Those transitions felt choppy. Like mm-hmm. there was no gradual, but we didn't necessarily change chapters either.
Yeah.
Like you're in the middle of the chapter and the dying down of the action. And then we're, you know, supposed to have this moment and it didn't feel
The transitions were not smooth.
Yeah. I mean, who is going to be chased by a killer and shot out and, you know, the next moment sit down in the chair and be like, how was your day? Want to have some dinner? I mean, you don't. You have to.
Yeah.
So those were a little choppy, in my opinion.
But again, I think had it been in third person, it wouldn't have felt as choppy.
So you think it's POV?
I think the POV is a big part of the problem, yeah. Because honestly, like the story, the structure of the story, the idea of the story, it's not bad. It's just the execution of the way it's told.
Yeah.
I think they, like, in the beginning lacked chemistry, too. Like, I didn't feel it at all.
No. Well, and he was a different military hero than what we typically read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we look at the favored suspense authors, when we get a veteran, former military person in a book, typically they embraced the military life, that it was part of their identity and who they were.
Mm-hmm.
He's a different hero because he kind mm-hmm. of was, it wasn't his thing. He did it.
Yeah.
He didn't love it. He left at the end of his enlistment. Not for being bad reasons. It just wasn't where he belonged.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that was interesting too. Well, I think that was really real though. I feel like that was like the only real human thing about him.
I think part of it too is so like he did his 4 years, he was done, but then by the end of the book they're doing this like company with like the protection side of it, but it's like he like went to culinary school and became a chef and has been doing that, and then it's like all of a sudden like he's going back and like into that.
I feel like he's not going to have anything to do with it, really. I feel like it's going to be more like they roped Trace into it, and I feel like he and, you know, that they're just going to kind of be the ones like setting it all up to, you know, bring in these women that need protection or whatever. And I don't really feel like Aiden's going to have much to do with it.
Yeah, I could see
that. Like on that side is how it felt to me, because he really is not, like you said, he's not, that's not his life anymore.
You said that you read her like California series. So is this just like the way to connect to the next?
I think so, but I didn't read far enough to know if he's part of like that group. I only read like book one, and it was a little while ago, and I can't remember if he's part of, because that one was a bodyguard romance.
Okay.
And I don't know if he has something to do, but it was around that same area where he's from, so I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
Just, well, like, I wonder if it's like his brothers somehow. Yeah.
Well, because they talk about his brother and his wife, like,
yeah,
and then he has a sister that's a hostage negotiator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe they do both, later like, on.
And then another one's a cop or something.
That may be a different series, because the one that I read, I think they were former military. I don't think it was like law enforcement.
But here, I'm gonna look it up and see.
I would have to look.
Yeah, I noticed she had a lot of books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I downloaded the second one, and then I was like, what am I doing? I'm not gonna read that.
So what were our thoughts on Jesse? I kind of wanted to put her as a damsel in distress. She's written strong, but her decisions come off as reckless. It's like, you know, you hand a kid a pair of scissors and say, don't run with the scissors, but then they run with the scissors. Like, I felt like that was her character.
When she was wiping the gun off with her sweatshirt and then shoved it back under the bed with the deputy there, I was like,
right?
I don't know much, but I don't actually think that's
good. I've listened to enough true crime.
She just felt reckless for the plot's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one I read was Hands Off Bennett Security Book 1. So I don't know that they have, that has anything to do with him. I will look.
Well, I'm looking at the West Oaks Hero series right now.
That's probably the one that ties into him. Yeah, that's it. So the one I read didn't have anything to do with him.
Okay. So maybe the like, because, yeah, I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it, so. Maybe it's just like the spinoff to the next series.
I also, the whole, like how they were like so giddy with holding
his brother
hands.
Is book 3 in that series.
In the Oaks?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That was when they were holding hands, right? Like they were laying in bed, like he was on the floor, and then they were like, he got all like wordy about like how he felt with holding her hand. And I was like, what?
He got really wordy a lot.
Yeah, that was like the personality, like just complete transition that didn't really make sense.
Like it wasn't consistent. Like, first off, I didn't really consider it a grumpy sunshine really at all, because she wasn't really a sunshiny. Like, I feel like Scarlet, her friend, is gonna be a sunshiny character, but she was more like not.
Yeah, because she was a little standoffish with him, too. She was like, oh, you know, I don't really want to get involved. And, you know, even though she was attracted, she was still kind of like, eh.
Yeah, she's like a resilient, like, I'm going to do this.
But the fact that, like, she stayed in a town where, like, she wasn't feeling welcomed, and, like, by the end, like, where the story starts. And so it's like, I understand where she, like, holds a lot of stuff close to the vest, but at the same, like, but she wasn't sunshiny at all. Like she was a pleasant person, but not sunshiny.
I would say she's stubborn. Because let me tell you, I don't think I would have stayed in that time. Right?
No,
I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have. I would not have stayed.
I don't think. I don't mean. Who knows?
I also wrote for the suspense plot. It leaned on the unbelievable side, ex-soldier chef and diner owner deciding to take on drug runners without calling law enforcement. Ma'am, you own a spatula, not a sidearm.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in romantic suspense, though. That wasn't, like, I wasn't
that, yeah, completely it didn't thrown off by that. Because, like, Jessica Prince, like,
yeah,
it kind of, although, I mean, hers... They do have like the security company, so it's a little more realistic.
And again, she would run with scissors. That's all I'm saying. She would run with scissors. She'd cut towards you instead of cutting away from you. I'm just saying.
I mean, I cut towards fair. Myself. So
well, she got herself I mean, like she kidnapped, ran with a gun, basically.
But... What, Heather?
We got herself kidnapped in the gas station.
True. Kim and Amanda mentioned it a little bit. Can we talk about the chemistry? Like, I don't think it ever really ignited.
I don't feel like it was really
It was like rare. Lukewarm tea.
Well, okay. So, like, I struggle with, like, the instant connection anyways. And, like, a majority of this book happens in, like, 5 to 6 days, not even a whole entire week. Mm-hmm. And then, but... like, they get to the end and they, like, decide we're gonna, like, start this fresh, I guess. I don't even have words for it. Like,
well, there was separate. So at the beginning of one of the chapters, like, she even says it's been months, like,
yeah, they live apart for months, they date, they don't have, like, they're not intimate together, like, they don't stay over weird. Each other's, like, dude, you've already bought the cow.
But he's like, but he's saying he's still not, you know, sure about marriage. So it was just like it was very weird.
Yeah, like I'm gonna go. We're gonna fly this like mountain and build like, a build business,
this thing. But I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, but you know, and I'm not the one to get married.
And I think too that the POV, like Leah said, that might have helped. Like if you could have gotten more like inner monologue and inner thoughts, like mm-hmm. that, you might have felt the chemistry better. But the way it's written, I'm just like I. Don't like you, see it.
There's no like thought of like how hot he thought she was or like how she like moved and he was attracted to that because those like little things make a big difference in the way a story comes off.
But also the dialogue felt very stiff.
Yeah.
Like it felt very practiced, very performative. Look, it did not feel like natural conversation or banter at any point between the two of them. Sue does mention the local law enforcement was related to the bad guy, and they didn't find that out till later that he was a good guy. So she's right. Sheriff Owen, was that his name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Owen. He's book three.
Sheriff Owen was a good guy. So I don't know. This is also a book I think that this is too many... tells, not shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like she told us everything,
yeah.
But not any internal dialogue. Just
yeah,
like just even if you think about that initial diner scene and his traffic and going into, you know, it's like, did you need all that?
Yeah,
you could have just started the book as he opens the door to the diner.
Yeah,
well, I mean, and also too, it's like everyone has supposedly like been told to not go into this diner, but all of these. Tourists are getting off of this exit because it's snowing, but nobody else goes to the diner but him.
Yeah,
nobody. Like, where are the rest of the people that are forced off the highway?
Well, then they all showed up at the dinner, though.
But they all went to the hotel first because when he went to the hotel, it was all booked up. But it's like,
but
when you're stuck in traffic like that, in a whiteout, like you're going to like the first building you can find. Like you're not driving past things.
No.
You don't care about
But I mean, I found it like kind of unbelievable that no one else showed up at the diner.
Yes, I agree. So, I think it was weird too.
I feel like the suspense lacked a realism. It felt more soap opery. Like I was waiting for, you know, it to be Victor's fault.
Becky told me earlier she's waiting for Victor's twin. I was really
disappointed in the contraband. Like,
yes.
I was like, that's all you got? Like,
I was disappointed too. I was like, really? They're doing stuff with weed?
They build it up. Yeah. Like, it just.
And it was Colorado. And it was Colorado.
Expecting, like, exactly. Crazy designer drug.
Right.
I was expecting like heroin or like.
Or Molly or something.
Yeah. Something, you know, fun.
Something new that I've never heard of.
Yeah. It's like a made up drug.
But it was Colorado and the contraband was weed.
And it was packed with brown sugar brittle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was very underwhelming for me. Like especially because it is Colorado and it's like weed is legal there, people. And it was like from 2023 too.
Like Amanda said, like, cause he's like, it's shards. And I'm like, ooh, yeah. What are shards?
God. Yes. Wow. Like it could have been so much fun.
Do you think Aiden felt more like a protective hero or babysitter?
I don't think either one. Like, I don't even know what I would.
Amanda's really mad at us that we made her read this.
No, I'm really not. I'm not. I'm just like,
she just really wanted to read that other book.
Neither
first.
One of those describe him.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just like a grumpy dude that got stuck in a situation and, like, decided he would get together with this person. Like, I don't even like
protective isn't really a word that I would use. Like, no.
I feel like this story meandered to kind of get us the vibe of the town. And I have hopes. And Sue said she went on and read more of this series, at least the next 2 or 3.
By like Scarlett and Trace and Owen and like these other people.
It also made me think of those Josie Jade and Janie Crouch.
The Resting Warrior Ranch ones.
And I feel like, okay, if we're going to do something like that, next time we need to do that series versus this series.
I also want to say that if you are a person who doesn't have issue with some of the things that we've talked about, and maybe you don't mind wordiness and low spice, perfect. This book should be yours.
I agree.
I think that this book is a great entry into romantic suspense, especially if you're coming from like a Nora Roberts background where you're not wanting high spice. But I think that if you read a Catherine Cowles and come over to this book, you're going to be like,
no.
Huh? Yeah. I will say the suspense in this book was less predictable than that one Kristen Proby one that Jenny and I had to read. So.
I don't mind something being predictable. Like, I feel there, you know, especially if you read a lot of romantic suspense, you're going to get repetitious things and things that happen over and over again. But I think this is like this would be a really good entry point if you're coming from just small town and you want to like dabble into romantic
you've never read romantic suspense before. That bridge, but not ready to cross that bridge yet.
Yeah.
Well, and it was low angst, low entry point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like picking up an A.L. Jackson book and you are hit with emotions and words and you're just like, whoa.
And you're rocking in a corner by the time you're done.
Right? Like, you're emotionally, like, spent. The book was an easy listen. It was easy. There just were times I had a higher expectation for action, I think is what it was.
I think that was part of it. It just, there wasn't enough happening for the way that, especially because it's such a short time frame. Like, I feel like it needed more.
I think. This was also like around 360 pages.
323.
Which, again, it hits our sweet spot as far as page count.
That's it. Yeah. I seriously felt like it.
That's the thing. It felt long.
It did feel longer.
But it felt long.
The only reason I know is because I looked earlier today, like when I was reading page number is something we always talk about.
I probably should put that in our things to know how many pages it was.
That is a good idea.
The audiobook was right about 10 hours. It got me through my stuff I needed to do. I'm trying to teach myself Canva. It's not going well, but don't you worry. I'm going to.
Canva's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, that's like all I've done at work.
That's great. Good for you
guys. I just celebrated my 5th year with Canva.
Oh, well, that's very exciting. As I like log into it every morning, I'm like,
it's because you like go into it like you have to be open-minded and open
I'm sorry, how many years have you known me now?
Yeah, I know.
Do you think Becky, wow, she's really open-minded.
That was her never words that you I put should in really a sentence together.
look at teachers use it all the time, and so like I bet they have good tutorials on it just because like they naturally know how to
Sure.
teach people how to do something.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're great. And I've downloaded a bunch of like free templates and stuff and are trying to
It's
use
still not
them
going well.
and learn things. And
I figured that out, Leah.
it's great. It's great. Listen, I am just intimidated. I'm afraid it looks stupid. And, you know, this is one of those things where I'm like, hey, here, take my money. And could you do this for me?
Yeah.
I just feel more comfortable with that. You know, there are some
I'm the same.
things.
That's why I buy templates. Like
Yeah.
I'm not a creative person, so it's
I've
bought a
nothing,
bunch too.
nothing wrong with that. Okay, let's
And
do
I'm
our...
like a chaos
You
monster.
are like a chaos monster. Let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then if you liked this, you should read this books. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna say thumbs sideways because I didn't love it, but I did not hate it either. Like it was proofed well, the structure was decent. Like I said, I do think the point of view would make a big difference, but so I'm gonna sideways.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna say that sideways too, because like I said, I didn't hate it, and I am interested enough in Trace that I might actually read that book. He was probably my favorite character in this book, so I would maybe check it out if I had time. But again, I thought it
Stay off net,
was
Callie.
done.
Famous
Yeah, that's obviously, you
last
know,
words.
I'm booked out till March. But anyway.
Did you go on it since you've been home
As
from
of
vacation?
today. Oh, you know she
No,
did.
but no,
Just like
I
you said,
went
I'm
on, but
not going on there.
I didn't get anything new, but from stuff I've already had, I'm literally booked out until March on reads. Like, I'm not joking.
Oh my God.
But yes, between that and work and podcast stuff, I'm not really reading much of anything else, but
Same.
I would check this book out at some the next book out at some point. Like I said, I didn't love this one. I didn't really feel the chemistry, but I didn't hate it. So,
Heather, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm going sideways. Similar reason to everyone else. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just didn't hit for me right now. But I would like to read more of her because she's been on my TBR. Like, I've wanted to read her, so I'm either might read Trace or I might just move on to a different series.
Okay. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
I'm sideways as well. I think everybody's covered it.
Yeah. So mine is thumbs down just because I have to be different. I was bored. I was bored. I'm not going to write the author off. I'm trying not to do that. I would like to try something more current from them and see if it reads better. But if it reads like this, then I'd be done. I was so bored. It really took a lot of effort for me. To stay focused. I mean, like I said, I had to move the audiobook. I typically am like a 1.35 on the audiobooks, and I had to move up to 1.67. And I saw Jen Ellen in the chat was like, you made a 6.7 number. And
Oh, yeah, you kept saying it.
You did keep
Anyway.
saying it, and I kept thinking that. And I'm like, oh my God, I
You
hate my
saw over
children.
6.7.
So anyway,
Aren't you
I.
happy you haven't been in the school for it for like 8 weeks, though?
Yeah, but my husband is a fifth grade teacher, and
Oh,
they were
yeah.
Uno, 6-7 Uno cards, and like the whole Halloween day, like he made a whole whatever. He's also the like cool teacher that all the kids like.
Well, there we go.
I can see that.
Yeah.
If people liked this book or they were intrigued by the suspense in this book and would like to read something similar, what are some books they should check out?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about it a lot, but Resting Warrior Ranch by Josie Jade and Janie Crouch would probably be one of my number ones, as well as The Refuge by Susan Stoker.
Ooh, that is a good one too, yeah.
I
'Cause
also
it's
think
definitely that
that
small
Jameson
town.
from Sawyer Bennett would work here.
Yeah. I think Anna Hackett, her hero, the hero
Oh
series,
yeah.
Unbroken Heroes.
Unbroken Heroes, I think is a really great series, and people would like that.
I also think even though the series isn't finished, and I do feel bad recommending it, but I think you should read it anyway, and that's the Maya Banks KGI series. It even though the series isn't done, it is 1,000% worth it.
It is definitely worth it. Just prepare to be disappointed when you don't get Rusty's book because you're never getting it, people.
I
Never.
feel like we should just write our own fanfic version of it.
I
Probably
mean,
out there
with her and
somewhere.
Sean.
It's possible.
You should
I
find that
don't.
first, Jenny, since you know all
Okay,
those
I'll get
things.
on that.
True. Jenny is our,
I'm writing
she's
it
the
down.
guru. She
I
does the
in all
stalking
your
the
spare time,
best.
Jenny.
Yeah, seriously.
I also think Rebecca
It's for
Sharpe's.
work. It's for
It's.
work. You can totally blame book research on work now.
I can't.
The rental security by
Yes.
Rebecca Sharpe, that would be a good
I
one.
think that one is a good one. I also think that Kennedy Ryan or Kennedy Mitchell's her protection series, I think fits into this very well.
Also, Nyssa Catherine's small towns.
Nyssa
Yes,
Catherine's,
she
yeah.
has multiple
Ooh.
small towns.
Yep.
And then Harper Jackson, who is actually Kate Nolan, she has a
Oh.
suspense series that she's writing. It's called Wayward Sons. It's very good. It's like a small beach town. It's very good and very well done. And even, like I said, that Jessica Prince, Hope
Yeah.
Valley series, like,
Yeah.
and the spin-offs of those would work as well, because a lot of the, not all of them have suspense, but most of them have
Most of them,
suspense
I think, do have
elements.
suspense.
Yeah, there's like one or two in like the subsequent series that don't, but
Okay. So that is our take on not Hard Knock Hero by Hannah Shield. I do have to say, real quick, I did see a review when I was looking through reviews today. Somebody said, they think that his back muscles were the best thing about the book.
they were
They
delightful.
were delightful. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube, where we will be talking about our 10 before the end, which apparently is just Amanda's NetGalley
No, I don't. It's
list.
not, I didn't put together a NetGalley list. I
Oh, you
put other things
didn't?
that I'm going to try to read. It will probably not happen, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
I have even started my list yet, so
You
Jenny will
have or you
be
have not?
have not.
Oh.
Would you? It would be shocking if I
I
had.
would have been shocked if you had.
I
So
haven't.
we'll have our 10 before the end, and we'll talk about the Clear the TBR challenge. Make sure you check out our newsletter and subscribe to Patreon so that if we have to reschedule next Wednesday, we do that. Next week, we're diving into Worth the Try by Valerie Pepper. It is a single dad nanny rugby romance, and I read her small town. He's a bowling alley, and he owns the bowling alley. She's the town
He is
handyman.
a bowling
He is a
I
bowling
thought I
alley.
was
She would
like,
read that.
really? I was
She
like, oh,
would.
really?
No.
No,
I
I'm
would
not
read that.
surprised. I was
I
like,
would so
of
read that.
course. And she's a ball? Like, I don't know.
He's
Like,
a
you
daddy,
never
though.
know with Becky.
He's a bowling alley daddy. He's a
I
daddy.
know. I read her little like magical one in Small Town Guide
Oh,
to Love
yeah.
or
So I'm
something like
really
that.
excited. I haven't read this series yet, the rugby books, but I'm excited. Or this is the first book, and book two is coming out after the first of the year. So I'm really excited to check out Valerie because I have liked what I read so far. So,
Same.
and it gives us an opportunity to do research and look at all the rugby guys on TikTok for Lindsay.
Yeah, it's true.
I somehow got on rugby TikTok or Instagram
Yeah.
or the it shows like the PT people, like, working on the rugby guys, and they're like these whiny babies. And then you go out and see them, and they're like, I'm like, this doesn't compute here, people.
Okay, but those legs.
And the glutes and
Yeah.
The glutes and the thighs.
I mean, that's what we can talk about the whole episode next week.
I don't know. I was watching the Boy Aquarium. I was watching The Wild, and my son was blowing at my phone. And I said, "Did you know that the book girlies call this the Boy Aquarium?" And he's like, "Oh, they're professional athletes, Mom. Do you know how hard they work?" And I was like, "I know, but it is
Fish
hard to
work
watch
hard
them
to
go."
swim. I mean, that's their literal job.
And we were playing the shark, so I sent him like the shark. He was like, "I'm done with you."
You're ridiculous. Anyway,
That's really funny.
thanks everyone for hanging out tonight and reading Hard Knock Hero with me. Everyone's like,
Was
"Yeah, thanks,
good. That
Becky."
was a good time. Good time.
This was the community pick. I should say, this was not a me responsible pick. They had choices. They voted for that.
No, and I voted for it.
You voted for it.
Yeah, I voted for it because I like the other book that I had read from her.
I fully admit that I never vote in the community picks.
You don't ever vote, but it's fine. Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.